Thank you, Mr. Vice President, Madam Ambassador, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates. We appreciate the dialogue and we thank you for the recommendations raised today, which gives the CY delegation the opportunity to present its commitment in promoting and protecting human rights, which are universal and interdependent, and their implementation require consistency and effectiveness in legislative and policy measures. First, I would like to inform you on the recently enacted law on the establishment of a Deputy Ministry of Migration and International Protection. On the 29th of February, 2024, the House of Representatives enacted the law for the establishment of a Deputy Ministry, which is currently pending activation. It is our firm belief that the establishment of a Deputy Ministry will enable coordinated, effective migration and asylum management through a strategy which ensures the protection of beneficiaries and the return of those persons who do not own the right to remain in the Republic within the framework of the international European obligations and in respect of human rights. Without a further ado, I hereby present the current situation and within the time frame permitted today, address to you the Ministry's progress and challenges. Migration remains a constant challenge for several years now. Compared with the population of each EU country, Cyprus has experienced the highest number of first-time asylum applicants, raising the percentage of applicants and beneficiaries of international protection status to almost 7% of a country's population. 95% of these applications were submitted by migrants who regularly entered the areas under the effective control of a government through the Green Line. The total asylum application decisions were 15,993 for 2021, 16,000 for 2022, and 20,159 for 2023. Therefore, to better address this challenge, a holistic approach was introduced based on a four-pillar policy, which consists of measures aiming at reducing the irregular arrivals, upgrading the infrastructure, accelerating the asylum application procedures, and increase the safe returns. In order to minimize the flows, we took the initiative to run a campaign to raise awareness of what to expect should persons decide to engage in a dangerous smuggling journey into Cyprus. On the same line, we worked in close cooperation with the European Commission to draw up the European Action Plan for the Eastern Mediterranean region. In parallel, we promoted the safe and dignified voluntary returns. Moreover, we focused on upgrading and expanding our facilities on the first reception center and of the reception center for applicants of international protection, as well as on establishing the new pre-departure center, which is currently under construction, in order to enhance the country's capacity and efficiency in managing the flows, as well as to promote safe and dignified returns. The Ministry of Interior has kept informed in detail the treaty bodies and thus the Office of the Human Rights Commissioner on the legislative and policy measures taken during the period of the last 4 years through its national reports and its participation in the consideration of international covenants and conventions in other written replies. Now, despite the encouraging results achieved so far as a frontline EU member state, Cyprus is still facing extraordinary challenges exposed to disproportionately large numbers of irregular migrants arriving by sea. The number of migrants arriving by boat in 2023 increased by 355% compared to 2022. In 2024, from January to April, irregular arrivals by sea were 2,857 and by land 1,183. Nevertheless, we remain committed to our international obligations with respect to the principle of non-refoulement, regardless of whether migrants arrive at the shores of the Republic by sea or are subsequently permitted entry in order to request international protection. Non-refoulement is the main principle present and all decisions of the asylum service. It is a principle that underlies the automatic suspensive effect in case of an order of removal. The same applies as for a habeas corpus and a challenge before the Administrative Court of International Protection, which examines and determines not only the legality but the substance of each case merits. Now, upon arrival of refugees and migrants, the competent services are at the point of entry in order to provide all necessary services and support. Persons belonging in vulnerable situations are properly identified, treated and provided support according to each particular needs. The early identification system is operating in accordance with the SOPs and EU guidelines, with the assistance at the center of European Union Agency Vulnerability Officers, the Asylum Vulnerability Officers and UNHCR's officers who are also present. The Ministry of Interior has registered significant progress in improving management of return procedures. This is achieved by the operation of a return office, which complements the efforts of Immigration Unit of a Police for Safe Returns within the monitoring independent system of returns undertaken by the Office of a Commissioner for Administration and Human Rights, while priority is placed to voluntary returns in the assistance of international organizations for migration. Notably, we also support bilateral agreements with non-EU states, promoting thus international cooperation, provided that there is no risk of human rights or any risk of violation of a principle of non-refoulement. Also, we strongly believe that the encouragement of states to enter into such agreements eventually reduces the risk taken by irregular migrants on non-safe journeys at sea and also distract to a certain degree smuggling networks, which we do not have the capacity to dismantle. We strongly support that each state is obliged to take back their own nationals in accordance with international law and eventually accept their return and promote their reintegration. Now, the Ministry of Interior is currently working on a public consultation of action plan for the integration and social inclusion of migrants of 2024 to 2026. The 50 proposed actions in the National Action Plan aim to benefit all non-EU citizens who reside legally in our country based on a whole-of-society approach which adheres to the following five pillars: housing, employment, upskilling, health, and education. We consider inclusion and social integration of migrants, including asylum seekers, to be of significant value, which will lead to cohesion and further contribute to benefits of migration for society as a whole. These values are addressed to the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, which identifies that migration is a powerful driver of sustainable development for migrants and communities, including through the implementation of planned and well-managed migration policies, adhering to Goal 10, to reduce inequality within and among countries, but also Objective 16 of a Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. Now, with regards to questions raised in advance about media freedom, I respond the following. In 2021, Cyprus Radio Television Authority has developed guidelines on gender equality to promote balanced, non-stereotyped portrayal of women in the broadcasting media whilst fostering accurate, responsible, sensitive, and ethical reporting of violence against women and girls. The guidelines are divided into six groups: gender parity, avoiding and combating gender stereotypes, promoting gender equality in the fields of politics and economics, contributing to the elimination of violence against women and girls, avoiding linguistic sexism, promoting gender equality in the infrastructures of broadcasters. And Cyprus is currently implementing the newly adopted European Media Freedom Act, published in the official journal in April 2024. Now, responding on questions raised in advance in relation to the civic space, I wish to reiterate that Cyprus supports human rights defenders as they constitute an important component in our collective endeavor to protect human rights and prevent possible violations. Within this framework, Cyprus maintains a strong principled position in condemning any action targeting human rights defenders and civil society, including attacks, reprisals, harassment, intimidation, both online and offline. We very well understand the risks the human rights defenders are confronted with, and we're committed to thoroughly investigate any possible attacks against them. In closing, I wish to reaffirm that Cyprus applies due diligence in protecting an open civic space and promoting the participation of civil society in a meaningful, inclusive manner and in accordance with the rule of law. Thank you.
Responding to a